of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Now, I don't want to go back to the bussin' with the boys conversation that Tausch referenced earlier. Because that sounds like something that I honestly did not hear. I'm not pretending I didn't hear it. I didn't, and I'm okay with that. But okay. I do want to go back to, because I have been as guilty of this as anyone. In fact, I've probably been leading the charge of trying to find people to compare in Packers history to compare wide receivers to. Because there's so many of them.
Who would you compare James Lofton to?
Christian Watson.
Alan Lazard.
Well, I thought you'd compare Christian Watson to Corey Bradford.
No, I think it was fair of me to compare MVS to Corey Bradford, because I don't think he's done in Kansas City. And where did he sign now?
A lot of rings.
He does, no doubt.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. I don't think he's done anything.
If Buffalo wins a championship, do we have to start giving MVS some credit for his team building and how he... By the way, MVS played pretty doggone good against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no? Am I crazy to say that?
In the NFC Championship game that they lost?
Yeah.
He had a big game. He had four catches for 105 yards. Yep, no
pretty
doubt.
Good day.
But he did not...
Big-time players in big-time games.
They do, and yes. So sometimes do guys that aren't big-time players that make big-time plays in big-time games. And if we look at his career and what he did in Kansas City, he was a contributor to a couple of championship teams, but I don't think his game changed. And me, if I were to compare Christian Watson to him, I think that would be us undercutting what we think Christian Watson can be. You don't get to be on the cover of Madden.
So who's James Lofton?
Christian Watson.
Okay.
Now, he's not James Lofton yet. But if we're looking for someone in history to compare him to, James Lofton was an unbelievable down-the-field threat. He's one of my favorite players when I was a kid growing up. Be great to have him on the show again. He's been on this show multiple times. I love talking to him.
He's a trip now. He's a trip now.
Yeah. You've done some stuff with him, right, over the years?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, James Lofton's a good dude. Fun. Fun guy.
I brought him cheese curds one time.
Well, that's nice of you.
I brought James Lofton cheese curds. Yeah.
Were you working at a fast food restaurant with a blue roof?
It was Quick Trip. It was a Quick Trip sample. You just grabbed some.
No, it was at Lambeau Field. I was sitting in. He and Kevin Kugler were doing the Sunday Night Football national radio broadcast, and it was halftime. And I was asking them a couple questions. They were both very nice guys. And I said, "Is there anything I can do to help?" And they said, "Could you run and get us a platter of cheese curds and bring them back?" So I ran over, grabbed the cheese curds, brought them back into the booth, but they ate them before the start of the third quarter, said the cheese curds are fantastic, all over national radio.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lofton.
Thanks, Jelly.
Sir.
Thank you, Jelly.
Did they give you public credit?
The Greg...
Nope, I don't think they knew my name.
What if he had asked you to do that with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter? Would you still have went and got a...
No, I would have said, "What are you, crazy? I got places to get. They're closing down the cheese curd operation over there. No way."
So Greg Jennings and Jaden Reed, I think that's a comp that we're kind of...
Yeah, do we like that better than Jaden Reed and Randall Cobb?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
Yep. And all right, we're on the same page.
And I think Sterling Sharp compared to Davante Adams would be... I think that's the comp for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I'd compare Jordy with out of this crew. I don't know where that would...
Even though he, like, because I don't think we need to be putting Christian Watson on the cover of Madden or comparing him to a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I just feel like, and Ian in East Troy texts in, what about Robert Brooks compared to Watson? Great talent, tons
Is
of
Robert
potential.
Is Robert Brooks more underappreciated than James Jones?
I don't think so, because he was, I mean, in 1995 and 96.
We talk great Packer wideouts. Robert Brooks doesn't get brought up.
Yeah, because he's kind of the Gale Sayers, or, I mean, he's not sharp.
Well, if he's Gale Sayers, he should be brought up.
His career was, yes.
Bobby, whatchamacallit, in that movie, brought up Gale Sayers a lot. What was that movie?
I don't know. Who, Bobby Boucher?
Ricky Bobby?
No, Gale Sayers. The movie where the fullback was
Brian
ended up
Song?
Like, yeah.
Well, who the hell is Bobby?
I thought it was Brian. What's
did
the guy's
name? Waterboy and Brian
Song.
You got the Waterboy and Brian Song combined.
I did not confuse Waterboy with Brian Song. I did not. Don't you be putting words in my mouth.
It sure
now.
Seems like that's
throw
what
out
happened.
The first pitch. Brian Piccolo, played
Piccolo.
By James Caan. Bobby Boucher. Played by Adam Sandler, different films.
Crocodile's got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Christian Watson.
Matt Sui. Fullback for sweetness. Chop
okay.
Sui. Have Chop Sui at Nakashima.
Chop Robinson. Didn't end up being a Packer. I think Robert Brooks is appreciated for what he was. He had a huge 95 season. He was their number one guy in 96. And what is he remembered for on that team? Blowing out his ACL. And then finding a way to win a Super Bowl without their number one wide receiver. Antonio Freeman emerges. Freeman and Brooks both had 1,000 yards in 97. So he came back strong. But then after that, the knee just didn't hold up. That was a time when ACLs were still much trickier than even when you had yours repaired, and he just didn't have the longevity. So I wouldn't make that comp. I would say Jordy, but Jordy's not as fast as Christian Watson is either. That said, Jordy Nelson caught a hell of a lot of deep balls from Aaron Rodgers for a guy that didn't run as fast as Christian Watson. So maybe that's the best comp we have, because I'm not comparing him to Lofton, and I'm not comparing him to MVS.
We would be very, very happy if Christian Watson has half the career of Jordy Nelson.
No doubt. No doubt. And I get no pushback from anyone when I say James Jones and Romeo Doubs.
I mean, we had this conversation yesterday.
And it was a good conversation.
James Jones had a great NFL career, but he was never a number one. And I don't know if you'd say he was probably a two when he came back the second time around.
Yep.
And some of that's no fault of his own. Greg and Jordy and, you know, Cobber and everybody else that, you know, kind of came into the Packers stratosphere. But we spent two segments yesterday talking about, have we underestimated Romeo Doubs? Would we be happy if Romeo Doubs ends up with the career of James Jones? I would be. But has Romeo Doubs got, you know, bigger fish to fry? Does he want to be the number one wideout? And I think we've poo-pooed that he can become the number one wideout.
Yeah,
he's not going to be Alan Lazard, Jesse.
He's definitely not going to be Alan Lazard. But I also think, is he more likely to be the number one, or is he more likely to be James Jones? If Jaden Reed is what we think he is.
Did you listen to Matt LaFleur the other day?
I did, and I wrote about him today.
What does Matt LaFleur think?
I didn't hear him say that Romeo Doubs is the number one wide receiver. He hasn't said that about anyone.
He hasn't said that about anybody. What I did hear him say.
Well, let's play it again. Let's see what you hear.
Okay.
Let's play it again. Here again is my question to Matt LaFleur and his interesting answer about Romeo Doubs.
Matt, we asked a lot of questions about not necessarily having a clear-cut number one, but Jordan sure went to Romeo in the red zone a lot last year. He had a third down catch today in 2 minutes. That was pretty critical. Where do you see him in his development and his connection with your quarterback?
Yeah, I think Rome's had an outstanding spring. I really do. And it's evident by the work that he puts in on a daily basis. He's in there in the morning catching off the jugs. He's one of the last guys to leave the building. He's very deliberate about the work he puts in, and I think it showed. And he's, you know, we challenged him on a couple of things that we thought he could really do a better job with, and, you know, just continuing to stress the importance of opening up his stride and, you know, He's embraced that, and I think you've seen that, and I think he's had a lot of great moments. As a matter of fact, I can't think of a bad day that he's had out there. You know, he is definitely improving.
He is definitely improving. Look, he had 59 catches last year. He was productive for them. There's no denying it. But if Jaden Reed is Greg Jennings, then Romeo Doubs is going to be relegated to being James Jones to his Greg Jennings. because he's going to be the guy. Yeah, maybe. He could. I wouldn't rule it out. I'm not saying that these are all written in stone, because the guy that I'm smitten with, he has a lot to prove in Dontayvion Wicks. Like, 29 of his 39 catches last season during the regular season came in the second half of the year. So one of the reasons why I'm bullish, am I using that right? I always get that messed up.
You are, yes.
One of the reasons I'm bullish on him is because I think he's trending in a very positive direction. And I think the arrow is pointing up, and I think he's going to be more productive this year than he was last year. I think there's a chance that it's him and Reed that are the one and the two. And then Romeo Doubs is the three, and you hope that Christian Watson makes that difficult because he's healthy all year. Mm. And I'm not giving up on Bo Melton yet either. Although when it's time to play Prize Picks this fall, Tausch, I'll be curious to see how you play the various Packers players that are involved.
Yeah, that'll be fun, but we still have basketball, and you know it's playoff time. Put your knowledge where the money is and win up to 100 times your cash with Prize Picks. Select two or more players. I'm going to go tonight. All of the slander on Doncic, I'm going to go more on Doncic tonight.
Something to prove.
Wow. I'm going to go less on Kyrie. I think Kyrie, he put it all out there. He had a monster night the other night. And then I think Tatum's going to close up shop. So that's where I'm going to lean tonight.
No Drew?
Hoops. No Drew. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and no Gafford. Not going to fall down that Gafford
hole. That turned out to be a gaff by you.
Big time gaff. Silent J. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance. That's what makes Prize Picks America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Join the Prize Picks community of over 5 million users who have already signed up. And right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use the code WI. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks. For a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Once upon a time, if you texted someone on an airplane who had an iPhone and it didn't go blue, it went green, you knew, well, their phone is in airplane mode or it's turned off.
Does that still happen?
Well, no. So here's the thing. I texted James. I said, have you landed yet? Because he said he was scheduled to land in L.A. at 9, which is 11 our time. We're hoping to have him. It's blue, but he could also be connected to Wi-Fi. And still get this text. And he may not be looking, you know, whatever. So, well, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. We'll try and get James maybe next week when I'm not here or the week after that. Sure. But he's always been a good friend of the show, and we always enjoy when he joins us. So let me combine these last two Packers-related topics, because I keep saying this, and I know you like to give me a hard time of, oh, I think we found a way we can pay Bonds and Griffey and not pay them all that much. But the Jordan Love contract does affect how much you have to pay all these wide receivers. And while Goody deserves all kinds of plaudits and attaboys for assembling what appears to be a very deep group of guys that are all very talented and within Matt LaFleur's system are schemed open on a regular basis, it's not ideal to have Dobbs and Watson both on the same contract arc. And it's not ideal to have... Well, and then the following year, you've got Reed and Wicks on the same contract arc. So you've got four guys but coming
Jason,
into the
I would
free
push
agent
back
years.
On you
Why?
As I smirked with you, because it's not the same contract arc. You're going to determine you're going to sign one of these guys, and the contract arc changes.
Right, so, but they're on not. The same time. Right now, they're all on the same the two
well,
timelines.
Yeah, well, right now, there, a lot of people are right now. That changes.
Right, but how? Hey, how many yeah, times I'm has here. This happened?
Which
how
part?
Many times has this happened? Like it wasn't
I think
like
it
Jordy.
A lot.
No, Jordy and Jennings weren't up at the same time. James Jones and Jordy weren't up at the same time. Devontae and Jordy or James or whoever, they weren't. That was always staggered before. It's never been like this, ever.
Well,
like that 2018 group, they cut the first guy, so he never even got to a second season. And yeah. EQ was just EQ. MVS made it to the end of his contract. This
Jason,
is different.
Well, I mean, you could... It's different because you went through a full-on reload and a reboot at the position.
But it is different.
So, ideally, yes, I think Russ Ball is going to look at it and say, okay, we'll sign Romeo to a 3-year deal, and then we can sign Christian to a 4-year deal. But when you say the same career arc or the same contract arc, yeah, for right now, because they're all on minimum deals.
Right.
So, you don't even really think about it. The planning is going to be now. It's not about that. You're in a talent acquisition phase. You go grab. And then you sort it out as it's going. You haven't done that because you've had home run hitters for a long time here. Then you missed. You traded Devontae. And then you had what you saw with Aaron's last year. And then last year, a total smorgasbord. And you hoped you had a bunch of different receivers or food items that you enjoyed and that you're going to want to have more of. So, yes, it's the same at this point. But it changes, and it can change with, hey, Romeo Doubs, here's a 3-year, $60 million deal. We love you as our two, and if you play as a one, we're happy. You're happy. You just got a bunch of – that's what will go on here. And that's, I think, the plan that Russ and Goody are going to have is you're going to have 5 or 6 guys. You're obviously not going to be able to pay all of them, but you're also going to be able to pay – and figure out who are you going to target to long-term extend, and you're going to be able to preemptively go and do what the Packers do, and that's pay guys that they know are going to be their core guys early so they don't have to pay as much when it gets to be free agency time.
Yeah, look, I love you dearly, but I think you're missing my point. And here's why.
I just don't think you like I don't agree with it.
I don't like what you're hearing.
Theoretically true.
Here's the risk.
All right, what am I missing?
Here's the
risk.
What
am I missing?
Because you would acknowledge that I made a point earlier that you weren't thinking I was making, but I actually was making, about Goody and their hands being tied with the not
getting that was a very good
out.
Point, but it took you...
He called it a stoop.
It took you like seven detours to get there.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I don't know why. It's A, I'm long-winded, and B, you distract me and interrupt me all the time. But what about the fact that when you have all these guys coming to the end of their contracts, when you do, and you have to make these decisions, I know you're a Goody stan. But guess what? Even Goody makes mistakes. Yeah. What if you bet on the wrong horse? What if you say, we're going to pay Romeo, even though he's not a unicorn talent, because, you know, we got some more production and more healthy games out of Christian Watson, but still, you know, he had drops or whatever it was. And you say, look, we're just not going to pay him. And then he goes somewhere else and becomes a top-tier wide receiver. You could do the same thing with Wicks, theoretically, right? Oh, we really love Reed. We're going to pay him. We're going to make that choice. Whereas when they're staggered in draft classes, right, it was Greg Jennings, 06, James Jones, 07, Jordy, 08, nobody really in 09 and 10, right? 11 was Cobb, 14 was Devontae. Like, they were all staggered at least. So it wasn't necessarily an either-or proposition with guys that are coming to the end of their first deals. And that, to me, is the challenge, because you're not fully formed yet. As you're coming to the end of your first deal, you may be trending in a good direction, But, I mean, do you really know? We know what we think, listen to what I'm saying. We know what we think Christian Watson can be. But we don't know. We don't know what top end is for Romeo Dobbs either.
This isn't as astute of a point as you think, though. Because in this case, what Goody has done is he is going to have options. When Ted had Greg, when Ted had JJ, and he had Jordy, you looked at it and you thought, we have to keep Jordy. We have to keep JJ.
They all got second contracts, every single one of them. And the way things are structured now, they're not.
Wouldn't you rather have more that you could pick from and watch than have where you're pinned and you have to?
No, I'd like that flexibility.
If I'm Goody, I'd rather have five or six guys that, okay, I'm only going to be able to keep three, but I'll be able to run the contracts out on everybody else, and I can stagger it moving forward to do what you're saying, but I'd much rather not be pinned down with, oh, I have to bring him back. I got to pay him. It's like, all right, I really like all these guys. And at this price point, I love this guy. But if not, a deuce is B.
Yeah,
That's where Goody's at right now.
I don't think Ted felt like he had to pay any of them. I think he felt like he wanted to pay all of them. And the way they were staggered, the free agency classes that they were in, they were all independent in 1 year. He didn't have to choose. He got to sign them all. All of those guys I mentioned, Jennings, Jones, Nelson, Cobb, and Adams, all got second contracts because they were staggered.
I know. Well, yeah.
And they were all good enough to deserve them.
Yeah, I think if I'm Goody, I prefer, man, I love Watson, but he wants an astronomical amount. I'm going to be able to keep Romeo at this price, and then now I'm going to be able to keep Dontavian because Christian decided to not. And, by the way, I'm going to get a third-round comp pick because somebody else is going to pay him top dollar.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's better than this position that you're talking about where you stagger. By the way, when you stagger and you miss, then you're sitting there and you have to go chase. When you draft five, six guys and you hit, you don't have to do that.
Weren't they chasing when they drafted five or six guys? They had no wide receivers other than Alan Lazard.
And did they hit?
He just said, what if you don't? All right, I don't like what you're hearing. You're right. I don't like what you're hearing. Let's move on to Wonelli, which we'll do coming up next. I want to remind you, look, again, I tell you this all the time, and I mean it. I hope you never have to call David Gruber. I hope you never have a reason to call him. It means you've never been seriously injured in an accident or someone you care about hasn't been injured. But if you do, you know that they are on your side fighting for you, and you know that they will do it with everything they've got, and all it takes is that one call, that's all, to start the process, and it costs you nothing. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law says one call, that's all. That's what starts the process, and you don't pay any fees until they win your case. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the history of the firm, about everything they do in the community, and all the great lawyers that they have on staff. Gruber Law says one call, that's all. Wonelli is next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Maybe during Wonelli we'll find out how Jesse was working but wasn't working on the show yesterday. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
Sure, we can go there. I was interviewing some potential candidates for new roles with us here at ESPN Madison yesterday, which is why I couldn't be part of the show. You guys think I'm a good interviewer?
Well, wait, an interviewer of like a sports subject or an interviewer like of somebody looking for a job?
Yeah, for a career. Like, you think I'm good in that role?
No, I've never had you interview me.
Well.
Well, I tried to, I walked through a couple times yesterday, and it was, I think, Zooming, right? And I was trying to, like, get Jesse to laugh, and he was stoic and all serious.
Very
like,
professional.
Mr. Professional, yeah.
I did not even notice you walked right past me. I did not notice that at all. I didn't like, so we have this camera in our conference room that when you're the only one in the room, it, like, zooms in super tight on you. And I always feel like it's bringing out my worst qualities, like super zoomed in on my face whenever it's just me talking on this thing. But it's the best situation to be in for like a video call with anybody.
I'm guessing you're pretty people-pleasy and wanting people to love you and walk out of there thinking, oh, that Jesse, he'd be a really nice guy to
Yeah, here's pleasant. I will withhold the name to protect the guilty. As somebody that has been interviewed by Jesse twice, he's a soft interview, easy to win over.
Oh.
Wow.
Spoken like someone who no longer has him as his direct
report. So you've interviewed, so Benny Brust, you hired Benny Brust, and he said this is a classic Tausch move.
He's going to throw out like six or seven names to see if he can get you to trip up.
Is that who it is? Was it Benny B?
I didn't know you were ahead of Josh DiMaggio on the depth chart. I didn't know you were a supervisor.
Whoa, Nelly!
This was a bad idea. You're right. The Milwaukee Brewers are honoring...
No, wait. I do want to ask.
Okay.
So you were interviewing these prospective teammates. What do you think was the smartest question you asked each of them? Or do you have a boss who tells you you have to ask these questions?
There's suggestions that are made. Like when I tell you, like, hey, we should probably take a commercial break. Like you can choose to listen, or you can just keep going and say whatever. Bulaga's here.
That is what happens.
I always love asking the introductory question. Tell me about how we have come to this part in our lives where we have met today. Instead of just saying tell me about yourself. I love saying it that way so that I get like the full background of experience or interest. And I feel like I get a good understanding in the first minute of talking to the person by asking them that question.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay. Are these recorded? Can we watch one?
No.
Digi only?
No. No.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm very curious about your interviewing style.
If you ask the interviewee if they'd be open to doing it, I definitely think you should.
No.
Why?
I'm not...
If they're okay... Let's say they get the job.
If they're okay with it, why wouldn't you be okay with it?
Like, this is an important moment for the people that I'm interviewing.
You just don't want to be exposed as an interviewer.
Professional careers, and you want to turn it into a reality TV show on Bravo.
It's not reality. It's, hey, Good Karma Brands, very transparent, great company. Let's see it. Let's see one of their big dogs. Well, how they operate, and you'd be the big dog in this case.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm on board. I want to see this. Good idea.
Thank you.
The Milwaukee Brewers, here's a bit of a preemptive feel-good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. The Brewers celebrating Bill Schroeder's 30th season in the Brewers TV broadcast booth.
Love him.
Tonight, bringing back all of his former partners.
The Rock! Ha, ha, ha!
What the hell was that?
I was trying to do my Bane Rock voice.
Congratulations, Bane. Rock! Congratulations, Rock!
Sean Connery in The Rock.
Why do you sound like
That's
a Muppet?
That's what I was just going to say. Why was Sean Connery playing Bane?
Did that not sound like Sean Connery in The Rock? Congratulating The Rock?
But why did you... Yeah, I could grab my candy dish, too.
Sean Connery.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, it's Sean Connery's voice sounds like you're talking into a
cup.
Is it only
it
because
doesn't.
Is this what so you think the Bane impression sounds like Sean Connery, and when I said Bill Schroeder, you thought Rock, and then you thought of The Rock with Sean
Connery. Yes.
And then you thought The Rock
runs the UFL and they change the kickoff and what do I mean What a long, strange trip that was. But you figured it out, Jesse. Good job.
It's not that long and strange, but kudos to The Rock. 30 years for The Rock.
Our friend Matt LaPay will be a
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Nelly.
Also, it kind of sounds like you're pirates.
A better pirate than his pirate.
Of course.
Whoa, Nelly.
God, I love my job.
The Atlanta Falcons have tampered with Kirk Cousins. Of course they did. They announced the deal like 10 seconds after free agency opened. No one's negotiated that quickly since I with Dr. Pavel.
The Atlanta Falcons got charged for tampering for the Kirk Cousins. Is it worth it? Because that's what SVP said last night on SportsCenter. Probably worth it to get the quarterback and not risk it.
So this is the dumbest thing. The legal tampering period, which is dumb. It all gets done. Like, listen, man, the NFL understands its business. They want to control information when it gets out, how it gets out. Mm. But you go to the combine, and that's when you start piquing interest in who might be looking at you. The Falcons, everybody knew that the Falcons were interested in Kirk Cousins. There was nothing Minnesota could do. It wasn't like they were if they're talking to him last in season,
right.
I'm on board with this fine.
Yep.
Once the Super Bowl bell rings, it should be a free for all. Because it is. And let's just not kid ourselves on all this other stuff. If it happens in season, yes, punish. Out of season, forget about it.
Forget about it.
My God.
You can't just say things into a cup and for emphasis.
Why?
That defeats the point.
Who said I can't?
Yeah, in fairness, he is the star of the show, so he can do whatever he wants.
Yelling, and forget it's about usually it. Funny. Doesn't make it Bane nor more important.
Forget about it.
Yeah, that was. It didn't make a lot of sense, but the Rock stuff made a ton of sense. This one.
A ton seems like a slight overstatement.
All right, 1,600. Not quite a ton.
Can you talk into the. If you do Bane into the cup of trivia winners, does it still echo?
Not particularly.
So, if Gerriad wanted to get Clinksters, could Clinkster play in a proxy for Gerriad because he would be eligible, even though Clinkster's up in Canada? Or because Gerriad's in Ohio, he's not eligible?
Gerriad's also
ineligible. What if Gerriad is in the state of Wisconsin watching a Packers practice calling from the Railbirds, if they ever open up a practice
and
let fans
come? His home address has to be in the state of Wisconsin to be a winner.
But what if he's here for a week and he said he'll come over to the trio to pick up the prize pack?
Hey, Tausch, when you go on vacation, do you change your home address for the week or do you just go on vacation?
You do not.
Oh, yeah.
But you pay a very large fee in cleaning fees at your Verbal.
I haven't taken a vacation in a while, so I couldn't tell you.
It has been a bit, yeah.
Congratulations to this week's trivia winner. Oh, first time contestant, Ethan in Baraboo.
First-timer wins.
Hunter Vaughn's Wisconsin Geography Trivia yesterday. Nicely done,
he knew
Ethan.
Where Plainfield was, sort of. All right, that is it for Whoa Nelly. We'll wrap up the week and wrap up the show as we do every Friday with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Time for Feel Good Friday. Painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. I feel good about Tausch's Sean Connery imitation into a cup. I also feel good. I don't do this much, but 15 years is a long time to be married to me. So congratulations to Paula. We celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary by going to, a softball game, a pole vaulting practice. So that was the excitement in our house yesterday. But and we got a soccer game tomorrow. But this is the life we've chosen. And I just wanted to say this. Between her and the girls and the two of you knuckleheads, I've got a really good life. I got a great job, two great jobs, being on the radio with you two and covering a team for as long as I have. And I'm surrounded by amazing people. And so my Feel Good Friday is that I'm really, really lucky. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you guys. And I'm thankful that I won't have to talk to you for over a week. Because I am taking
some time off. And with that, I'm
going to
take 10 days off.
There you go. So I'll see you in about a month. All right, that's it for us today. Tausch and Jesse will be running the show next week. You won't want to miss it, even though I will. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Say hi to Dan Orlovsky for me when he's on. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.